from the outdoors. Award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, you might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Anderson Services, Missouri Gunsmith, Mountain View, Missouri, the official gunsmith of Eye on the Outdoors. And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray Eye.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to that campfire. Listen to that fire cracking this morning. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye, here with the Peanut, Matty G, of course. The Vogler Vogler, Kevy Kev, on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Hard to believe. August 17th, 2019. Man, almost the end of August already. Today is the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. One of the first years. I haven't been there in a long time. And congratulations to all those going to the Hall of Fame. And a top of the morning to all my brothers and sisters down in Nashville, Tennessee. That's one of my wife's favorite trips of the year, Vogler Vogler, when we go to Nashville. Really miss that this morning.
Next year.
Yeah, we're going to go back. Hey, I want to give a quick shout-out. I don't usually do that, but Hillcrest Care Center, Skilled Nursing and Rehab, are an incredible group of professional, wonderful, caring people, nurses and staff. Thank you all for taking care of my wife, my queen, and I want to thank you all so much for the amazing care of my queen. You're just awesome. Thank you so much. You know, I went to get something to eat yesterday, Vogler Vogler, and I couldn't help but start thinking about the restaurants in cafes and stuff. You know, we've talked about food on here. And I went to Main Street Cafe in Festus. Love those folks. And they got the old guy menu, $7.99. You get a main course and three sides. And, of course, they keep the ice in your iced tea. And I got those grilled chicken livers, okay?
Ooh,
but
yeah.
They lightly bread them, and then they put them on the grill, and then they smother them and cover them. And they bring them out, and they'll give you a little horseradish mayonnaise dipping sauce for them. And the corn and the slaw of the sides and cottage cheese is like you can't hardly eat it all. What a great place. But what I really enjoy about places like that and all the mom-and-pop places and the local places, so different than the chain restaurants. Everybody talks to you. Everybody says hi. Everybody checks on you. Everybody makes eye contact. It's so cool. And the food is so good. So highly recommend those guys. Wanted to tell you about that this morning. If you're a chicken liver fan, this is the place.
Something else you said this last week, everybody that's up early and doing something, they're the friendliest people.
Oh, absolutely. All the old guys and gals, everybody. And it's the same thing like when you go to the Ozarks. You know, I don't want to downgrade anybody, but when you're in the city and you go in a store or a gas station or wherever you go, hardly anybody even speaks to you or make eye contact. Everything's business. They're waving at you in the vehicles when you go to Mountain View, like when we went down there.
Uh-huh.
They're waving at you. When you go in the store, good morning, how you doing? How about a cup of coffee? Everybody's so friendly. And it's not just the old folks. Now, up here, even the older people are really friendly and say good morning, make eye contact. But I'm not sure what's going on with the younger generation, and I don't want to say bad things about them, and I know every generation has said something about the young people. But my goodness, this electronic media and all this stuff and them not communicating with people, unbelievable. Let me give you a quick example. I went to the store the other night, and I love this, and you see my spurs I have on from my oscillated turkey, and I wanted to tell listeners about this morning. It happened again. This isn't the first time it happened. She wasn't even 21. The girl was working, and her eyes got big when she saw my spurs. She goes, "What kind of a tooth is that?" And I said, "That? Oh, that's a feral clown tooth." I said, "He made the book. I'm a professional hunter. I was called in. There's no to take this guy out." I said, "There's no telling how many campers and hikers this guy ate before I got him." And she just stared at me, handed me my change, and just stared at me. Her eyes were huge. But that's like the third or fourth time I've been asked, "What kind of teeth are these?"
Oh, jeez. Oh, holy moly.
I know one thing. We were talking about that. I sure miss the world I grew up in. What a different time. And I find it interesting with all the, you know, demonizing guns, and guns are evil and bad. When even people our age that I talk to understand all this, but, you know, the younger people, you should see the folks when I was telling them when I was a kid that was going to go hunting quail after school, and I got on the school bus and handed the bus driver my shotgun in a case. He put it up by the driver's seat and gave it to me when I got off, and I took it and gave it to the coach and the principal, and then we all went quail hunting, and their eyes get huge. In deer season, we had guns in a gun rack on the parking lot. Nobody thought anything of it. My cousin flew in to go deer hunting with us from Ohio, and that's Lambert Field, and I'm talking way back. The airplane lands at Lambert, and they pushed the, remember, you used to push the steps up to him? They didn't have the thing? He gets off the airplane. The pilot hands him his deer rifle in a soft case, and he walks off the airplane, walk through the airport, put it in a truck, and we go deer hunting. Nobody thinks anything. It's not the guns, you know. It's so sad. And I don't want to get political, but I can't stand these politicians ranting and raving, wanting to make another law. The guy, that sicko that shot so many people, and they blame it on an inanimate object, a gun, and they all of a sudden they want to ban guns, and I'm not going to get into all that, and they want to ban all this stuff. So he broke 26 laws when he shot all those people, the sicko. So why not break 27? What's another law going to do? Nothing. All these gun laws, things they try to enact, it made up fantasies. There's no such thing as an assault weapon. The stuff I'm hearing on the news about nobody needs this gun. It's such a big, it's not. It's a small cartridge. It's ridiculous. And they blame law-abiding gun owners. We're the only ones going to be affected by a law, right? We're the only ones going to be affected by a law. It's got nothing to do. It's not going to stop anything. And I just can't stand. I can't even watch television to hear these people say the things they're saying.
Well, in Texas this week, there was a homeowner that stopped three burglars.
Yeah.
He shot all three of them. And they say, oh, you don't need a rapid-fire
weapon. Like when they say to me, well, why do you need that? Well, it's none of your business. Who are you to ask me that? It's none of your business. The bad guy can have anything he wants. But I can't have something to defend myself and my family and my property. It's insanity. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. Making another law is not going to do anything for what these sickos are shooting people. You know, I've owned guns my entire life. And, there's 300 million of us out there to have guns. We never shot anybody. I never shot anybody. But the only thing these laws that they're screaming for will affect, and you need to know that, and I know I'm preaching to the choir this morning, is law-abiding citizens. There's the lowest number of people killed in the United States. Any one person killed is terrible, but the lowest numbers with long guns. There's more people killed by drugs, you know, automobile accidents,
doctors,
hammers,
in hospitals
than guns. Guns, long guns is the lowest on the list. But one, like I said, one is too much. But when I hear these people come on TV and tell me about these huge bullets that blow people up and they don't know anything at all. Media made up the name assault gun, assault rifle. There's no such thing. My deer rifle's much more damaging than these guns they're talking about. But I don't want to get into all that. I just get really tired of people telling me that I can't own a firearm because some sicko shoots people. And the only people that will be affected by any new gun law or any banning or any how many bullets you have is only law-abiding citizens. The criminals
don't follow the law.
They break the law. They already broke the law. Another law is not going to do anything. Let's do something else with that. And I didn't mean to get on my soapbox, but very aggravating.
I'm glad you did not mean.
Well, you hear these people on television just say this ridiculous stuff. They don't even know anything at all about firearms. They don't know anything about me. And then they come at me and blame me for people being shot because I own a firearm? That's ridiculous. Okay, with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.